You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Thomas Tu is a world-renowned hepatitis B researcher who has a very personal motivation to discover more of its secrets. 19 years ago, he was diagnosed with the disease.
Knowing how it feels like to have hepatitis B makes me want to prevent that in other people. I want to relieve them of this burden. Having hepatitis B really inspired me to do research into it and find ways to cure it, to learn how the virus causes disease and possibly prevent it.
The Sydney medical scientist has detected a particular form of the virus that lingers in a chronically ill patient's liver. He'll present his findings to a meeting of international experts in Melbourne that will commit to fast-tracking a cure within 10 years. The co-chair of the meeting, Professor Peter Reville from Melbourne's Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity, says curing the disease would be a game-changer.
We're well along the way. There's probably 30 different drugs, if you like, approaches in early stages of clinical trial, which is very, very exciting. But there is a long way to go. This is a very, very tricky virus. 257 million people globally living with chronic infection, and there is no cure at the moment. It would be so important for these people if we could do that.
In Australia alone, there are some 240,000 patients with the disease, more than HIV and hepatitis C combined. Researchers are also trying to determine why chronic hepatitis B is four times more prevalent among Indigenous Australians and a major cause of deaths in their communities from associated liver disease and cancer. Professor Reville says it's unclear why, but it's hoped new research may help find an answer.
The virus was first known as the Australian antigen and was discovered in 1965 in the serum of an Indigenous Australian. It's a terrible statistic. Researchers at the Doherty Institute and colleagues at the Menzies Institute in Darwin have discovered a novel strain of the virus that is only present in Indigenous Australians in the Northern Territory. And they think that may be playing some sort of role.
There's a high prevalence among migrants from Southeast Asia as well. And for Sydney Vo and her son, it means facing deportation back to Vietnam. Despite being in good health and needing no medication, she says the government considers her condition too great a potential burden on the health system.
Really hope that they might change their mind in the last minutes or something, because I'm not disabled. I'm skillful with my job.
The Canberra childcare worker will address the conference this week, with just a fortnight to go until her visa runs out. Gareth Borum, SBS News.